folks, this segment is made possible by Smoking Tech's electric smokers that I've been using a long, long time. I want to tell you about a one-stop shop for everything related to game feeders and fish feeders, Ultramatic feeders. I've been using components and feeders from Ultramatic feeders for 20-something years, I guess. They have the remote, which you can remotely activate your feeder with, the timer, which is the most simple timer that I've ever found on a game feeder. And then the eliminator, check these out. They are worked on actually on centrifugal force, and they seal off the corn supply so coons and squirrels can't get to the corn. Check them out. Ultramatic feeders, you could go online to ultramaticfeeders.com. Well, friends, a lot of hunting talk in our show today, but striper fishing, winter striper fishing at Lake Texoma is one of my favorite things to do, and I always break away from the hunting stand to get up there and catch some of those stripers with my buddy Bill Carey, Chris Carey, all the good guys out there with Striper Express. So it's time for a Lake Texoma striper update from Mr. Bill Carey. Good morning to you, Bill.
Well, good morning, Luke, and all y'all out in Radio Land.
I hope Mr. Carey's doing good this morning. I know that this is, what do you call December, your second most favorite month? Is that right?
Yes, sir. We call it Remember December. It is something else. I call it the best of both size of fish and numbers.
Yes, sir. You know what I like about December also? Well, the fish are biting. The schooling fish are going on. That's so much fun to use the binoculars and locate those schools of fish and get under them and hammer them. But the weather conditions, you know, people think about December. Well, yeah, we have some cold days in December, some inclement weather sometimes. But my gosh, it seems to me, Bill, that Decembers are not as I can remember when. I mean, every day was freezing, but climate change, whatever we want to call it, Decembers are more mild than they used to be, I think.
Yeah, you nailed it. Yeah. You nailed it. I you know how I figured it out? I don't know, 10, 15 years ago, I was looking at pictures to send to you and to whoever.
Yeah.
And I noticed we weren't dressed up like Nanook of the North.
Yeah.
And I went, look at there. You know, we're dressed like in fall instead of ski suits, long johns, and everything.
Yeah.
Now, I tell people when I talk about Remember December, I said, we'll have a couple in Texas we call northers.
Yep.
That's a weather system that comes down from up north. And I said, we'll have a couple, but nothing like we're used to. Overall, it is, there's no doubt, it's getting warmer. So it just makes December a great time. Kids get out Christmas break, and parents bring them up. We've got people that come every year now just for this.
It's a good, you know, there was a time when you could not tear me out of the woods in this time of the year. I was all about hunting, and I still am. I hunt a lot. For an old guy, I spend a lot of time out hunting. But I learned, I don't know, years ago, you better, if you like to fish, and especially striper fish up at Texoma, you better tear away and you better get up there and enjoy some of it in December. And Bill, I've been watching the Facebook. You guys, Striper Express, y'all are all over Facebook, social media, and I've been looking at the pictures. Some schooling fish is, you know, as a rule from years past, this time of year is a good time to come up there and just catch a bunch of, you know, good sized fish. But y'all have been catching some big. Big stripers under the birds, haven't you? You know,
yeah, it's pretty wild. I tell people it's the best of both worlds. It's the peak of the fall, even though we know winter starts in December.
Yeah,
it's the peak of the fall because when you start pulling 10-pound fish under birds, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
And we get to where we just release them right in the water, reach down there and grab that jig and let them go because you got so many in the box.
Yeah,
you're done. I mean, just I've got a saying. And I know fishermen only lie when their lips are moving, but it can be so good, you got to be here to believe it. You just got to be here. Had some boys one time, they said they pulled out of the marina, and there was a group of birds right there, and they had a south-north wind that pushed them over towards Buncombe Creek across the lake. And he said they drifted that. The school stayed with them for 4 hours and never started the motor until they hit the Oklahoma bank. And they caught just so many, you just can't believe it. And I had to write an article about it. I said, golly, never start your motor and just drift with them the whole time. That's a pretty good story.
It is. I remember, I guess a couple of years ago, we were actually, Larry Wysoon and Jeff Rice, we were out there having fun with you and Chris, and also filming one of the A Sportsman's Life, one of the TV shows.
Mm-hmm.
And we got out, there's a shelf out there out from Mill Creek, and deeper water and in a shelf. And the wind was blowing up on that shelf, submerged shelf I'm talking about, folks, mm-hmm. you know. And the birds and the stripers, we didn't, I bet we weren't a half a mile out. And why run across the lake when they're right there, you know?
I mean, I know it.
And, well, one other thing now, while I'm thinking about it, the thumper, of, mm-hmm. and people are saying, mm-hmm. what is old Luke talking about? But soon, when the weather gets cold, and the thumper, folks, mm-hmm. there's all kind of thumper. Bobo thumper, I'm not sure that Jeff Bobo didn't come up with this idea. But
right.
people used to thump the bottom of their boats with like a walking stick with a rubber tip
right.
on it or stomp it. I've seen,
right.
seen you know, and that most definitely attracts fish, schooling
oh,
type.
It's amazing.
It is. Well, that's probably working right now. But I've been up there with y'all and put the thumper going, and there's an automated, a motorized thumper. It's a rubber mm-hmm. mallet. That uh-huh. it's in a box and it just thump,
yep.
it hits the bottom of the boat and sends those sound waves down. That
yep.
turns the stripers on. If you don't believe it, friends, you just need to be there and witness it. But it happened. You can actually watch the graph and see these fish pull in
it's
under
amazing.
The boat. What they, who knows what a fish thinks, but
yeah.
there's something to do with that thumping sound and food, I think, is calling them in. Who knows? Maybe they just think, what's going on? Maybe that's some shad down there, whatever. But that does work. So it's getting to be a prime time for thumping, isn't it, Bill?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it won't be long.
Yeah.
By the end of this month.
Right.
Well, Captain Dave, who works for me, he does dead sticking.
Yeah.
And he starts before any of us. He starts in December.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where that thumper. And, folks, what Luke's talking about is just amazing. I guess these fish. No, I don't guess. We know that they are curious creatures, and they're schooling fish.
Yeah.
I've had an old crazy saying for years that if there's two stripers sitting there, and neither one of them was hungry, and a minnow shad swam by, and one moved on it, the other one would too, just because they're that curious and that aggressive feeders. So that's how you get those multiple hookups. When they're under those birds, and what's going on there, folks, is the fish find bait balls, and they push the bait to the surface. And once it gets to the surface, they can run, but they can't hide.
Mm-hmm.
And the birds spot those sparkles in the water. And the birds come in and dip the bait. We just cast our jigs, and you'll have multiple hookups. You know, fish on. I've got pictures of five fish on at a time. Just crazy.
It is. And stripers are different. Well, they're an ocean fish. You know, they spawn up in the northeast in the rivers. And mm-hmm. That's one of their mainstays where people fish
mm-hmm.
for them. But those things, they're so aggressive. A lot of times you'll hook one many times, and this can be summer or winter, and,
mm-hmm.
and you've got him coming in and you fight him in. And when you get him to the boat, it's not at all uncommon to see two or three others right on his tail, you know?
That's right.
So you don't see that when you're, you know, catfishing or bass fishing very often or crappie fishing, but stripers are so aggressive that...
I've been there many times with that net, and that customer, after we get the net, and the fish in the net in the boat, he goes, did you see the one that came up behind it?
Yeah.
It's always bigger and just kind of like coming in there, just looking so curious. What's he got that I ain't got?
Mm-hmm. It's amazing. So dead sticking, which is right, that's going to happen in a few weeks, the end of this month
yep.
in January and February. I know that. Well, that's
yep.
when you guys start dead sticking.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, I'm going to guess it's jigs, the
mm-hmm.
top bait, right?
Yeah, mostly flukes. Their metabolism slows down, so the sassy shad paddle tail makes a little bit too much vibration. So we use a forked tail or a straight tail fluke. And you know, we use bass tackle, folks, with just a heavier jig head. In this water right now, we use 3/4 to 1 ounce, and we'll put that 4 or 5 inch fluke tail with a straight tail, less vibration, and that's what they want.
Yeah. Well, you the way you present the bait, Bill, talk about that. I mean, you can be cast and let it sink and slow roll, or what's the
You know, I used to tell people, I say, okay, you know, our guides fish with the customers too to tell them exactly how to do it. So I say, don't throw it over the moon, because we're drifting a pretty good clip. Mm-hmm. Just get it out there. You can even do it as short as, say, 15, 20 feet, and then let it fall. Mm-hmm. Count to 5 is probably the most average. 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi. Cock your handle, and if you don't have one then, just start a medium retrieve. Now, you and I were raised to shake a jig, and we do that. Just, it's habit. I remember one time I put 7 fish in the box before my customer caught one. He said, Bill, you told me to just make a steady retrieve. He said, but I noticed that you're vigorously shaking it. And I grabbed my wrist with my other hand and I stopped it, and I started reeling again, and the fish hit it. I said, it's just an old habit you can't break.
I know,
shaking a jig. But no, just a good retrieve, and they find it and they nail it, and the fight is on.
It's a good habit too. We're about out of time for this segment, but Bill, I fished close to my house. I have a friend that has about a 5 or 6 acre clear water spring fed gravel pit. It's got a lot of bass in it. The biggest bass I've ever caught out of it might have weighed 3 pounds, not an honest 3 pounds, but a lot of pound and a half bass. I've got a big old oversized rattle trap. I guess it's a 1 ounce, and that's the go-to bait, and you can see down in that water. Now, these are bass, they're not stripers, but I fish there. I'll go check my deer feeder or whatever, then I'll take my rod, I'll go out and I'll say, I'm gonna catch 3 bass, you know, or whatever, you know. But I've noticed when you're talking about shaking that jig, I've noticed running that rattle trap, when you jerk it, pull it up through the water column and let it stop and just twitch it and then pull it, most of the strikes come on the paws. That's the truth.
That's right.
And it's the same.
Right.
It's the same with stripers. Bill, folks can find Striper Express anywhere. StriperExpress.com. You can just search it. Hey, I hear Captain Call the Crow?
You do.
I was afraid he wouldn't make a surface on us today. Folks, Captain Call is a wild crow that comes in to be on the radio with me and Bill when we're here. Bill, what's the number folks could call you?
They can call us at 903-786-4477. That is 903-786-4477.
Thank you, Bill. We'll get you back real soon and let you keep everybody tuned in. How about it?
Remember December.
Folks, let's talk a little outdoor cooking. Let me tell you about an electric smoker that I've been using for 15 years, I guess. Smoking Tech's electric smokers. If you're tired of staying up all night keeping that wood fire burning when you're barbecuing, give Smoking Tech's a try. They're made to last a lifetime. You can check them out at smokingtechs.com. That's smokintex.com. For seasonings, anything to do with outdoor cooking, all kind of jerky seasonings, sausage seasonings, Butcher Packer Supply. That's butcherpackersupply.com. I think the website is butcher-packer.com.